Okay, Boker Tov. Shavua Tov and Boker Tov. Good morning. Welcome back to our Shemir Salashan class learning. Erev Pesach. Kim'at Erev Pesach. This is obviously our last class before Chag HaPesach. And I will post when our next class meets after Yom Tov when we resume. Let's begin with the Tefillah Al HaDibur, please. Ribbono Shel Olam, Yei Ratzon Lefanecha, Al Rachem Lechanan, Shetezakeni Hayom, Uvechol Yom, Ushmar Pi Ulashonim, Ulashon Hara, Rechilus. Ezram Ledaber Fil Al Yishyachid, Vekol Shekin HaKais, Ol Chelek Mehem, Vekol Shekin Mitzvei, Vamidosev Shal Kosh Baruch Hu. Ezram Ledaber Divrei Shekar, Chanufa, Mecholkes, Kaz Gaiva, O Naas Dvarim, Halbanas Parim, Veitzores, Vekol Dibur Aser. Ezakeni Shel Ledaber, Kim Davar Hatzorich, Leinyani Gufi, Vinafshi, Yukol Ma'asai, Rediburai, Shem Shemayim, Amen ve'Amen. As always, we learn Lezeicher and Leilui Nishmas, Tzvi Gershon, Benuel Vechana, Alavashah, May the Neshama Merit a continuous Aliyah in the Schus of these Devei Torah that we will share. Also, Lezeicher and Leilui Nishmas, Zev Vov, Ben Yeshai, Alavashah, May the Neshama also Merit an Aliyah and Zechira the Tova, and the Merit of our Devei Torah. With your permission, as a schus for Fu and Besoros Tovas, for Bracha Vigaya, Bas Rachel Geta, we should only have Besoros Tovas and Yeshuas this Nisan, Benisan Nigal, Benisan Asidin Liga El. So let us learn. So we're really in the piece, in the middle of a piece by Rav Moshe on the importance of speech, and not only the importance of speech, but marking your words, when to speak, when not to speak. Is it worth saying the words? Is it not? However, given that it is Arav Pesach, I mean, Yani Dioma, it's very much on our minds. And also, the mitzvah of Leil HaSeder is transmitted through Sipur and Dibur, specifically. So this is the time of year when we are commanded to be in excess with our speech, called Hamarbet Lissaper, HaRezim Meshubach. We are commanded to be in excess with our speech, and therefore I prepared a special shiur in regard to the Koach HaDibur related to Min Yanei Diyoma. So I'm opening up a first verse about a quote. The first thing we're going to do is some psukim in Parshas Bo. So how does Parshas Bo begin? Okay, just opening up the Chumash. Begins in Perek Yod. Parshas Bo is one of the parashios of the story of the narrative of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shmos Erbo B'Shalach, all the four parashos that deal with Inyanei Shibud Mitzrayim, Geulas Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, all related to Chag HaPesach, of course. Parashas Bo itself, we have the last three makos, and we have Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Kiddush HaChodesh, we have the Korban Pesach, we actually have Yetzias Mitzrayim in Parashas Bo. So how does Parashas Bo begin? It's in Sefer Shmos, Parashas Bo, Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph. So the Pasuk tells us, Vayom Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem says to Moshe, Bo al Paro, come to Paro, ki ani hichbadati es libo, because I have hardened his heart, vesliv avadav, and the heart of his servants, the man shisi osasai ele bekirbo, so that I can place these signs of mine in his midst. So what is the purpose of the miracle? So Hashem says, I have hardened Paro's heart, and the heart of his servant, so that I could place these signs, these wonders, in his midst. Okay, so the Egyptians will see, so I can place the miracles in his midst. However, Pasuk Beis, Ulaman, and in order that, Tisapir ba'ozne bincha, so that you should tell in the ears of your son and your son's son, Is Asher Hisalalti b'Mitzrayim, that I made a mockery of Egypt, ve'es ososai, and my signs, Asher Samti b'Gbam, that I placed within them, v'yedatem ki ani Hashem. So what is the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Is it so that Paro and ancient Egypt, who are long gone, have disappeared into the history books, shall know that I am God? The purpose of all of these wonders is Ulaman, in order that Tisapir, you shall tell, Ba'ozne vincha, in the ears of your son, Uben vincha, and your son's son, Eis Asher Hisalalti b'Mitzrayim. It's for you to tell your children. It's for you to know Es Ososai Asher Samti Bam, for you to tell about the miracles, the signs, the wonders that I placed amongst them, V'yedatem. It's for you to know that I am Hashem. And then, I have a Moshe of Arna Paro, Vayom Vayelav, Kol Mashem, Okay, Ivrim, and Masai, Me'antar, I know, Smipanei, Shlach, Ami, Vayav, Duni. But Ki Nakuda here in the parish, that in the Sedra that begins the narrative of actually leaving Egypt, it's for you. It's not just for you to know, Ulaman Tisapir, it's for you to tell. So I want to begin with a piece by Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav Zatzal. Soloveitchik weaves together three words in Lashon HaKodesh that all share the same root. The Leil HaSeder revolves around Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ulaman Tisapir Ba'oznei Bincha Ben Bincha. of a positive biblical imperative and command to tell in the ears of our children and our children's children, to tell, not just to open a book and point, not just to demonstrate, to actually speak the words. And the whole little Seder revolves around Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the story of the telling of the narrative of Egypt. And we have the famous Maaseh with the rabbis in Bnei Brak. What does the Haggadah say? Maaseh b'Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Shai Mesubim b'Nei Brak, v'hayu misaprim b'Yetzias Mitzrayim kol so alayla. So you have these great Tanaim. By the way, I heard a couple of years ago, I've told it over, I found this so interesting. This is the first, I believe I heard it from Rabbi Eli Portal, Rabbi in Haftar. I think that's where I heard it from, but could be wrong, but I think that's where I heard it from, that this was the first Seder after Churban Beis HaMikdash. What were these Tanaim doing? They were telling the story of Egypt that entire night. And Shabbat Tamidim, Amalem, until their students came and said them, Rabbi Sevi, Gias Man Kriya Shema Shal Shachris. But it's a Maiseh, Rabbi Elazar, Vahayu Misaprim, they were telling. So if we pay attention, we see that it is unmistakably impossible to miss that Leil Seder revolves around Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there are three words in Lashon HaKodesh. Sipur, which means a story or a narrative. Sefer, which means a book. And Sofer, which is a scribe. Now it makes sense because the Sofer is a scribe who inscribes the Sipur, the story, in the Sefer, the book. So Avichuk weaves together so beautifully how this all relates to the imperative incumbent upon all of us of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. Kol Amar Ba L'Saper Reza B'Shubach L'Man Tisaper Ba'ozne Bincho Ben Bincha V'Hayu Misaprim B'Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim Kol Oso Halela. I begin with Rav Salavichuk, that's all. The Rav says, Ulaman tisaper bazne binchu ben bincha, in order that you should recount, you should tell into the ears of your sons and your sons' sons. The word sipur, Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the word sipur, story, as in sipur yitziat Mitzrayim, the story, the narrative, the telling of the Exodus from Egypt, is rooted in the verb, what's the shoresh? Samech peresh. Saper, to recount. I'm thinking of the Sanpiriam that Moshe carved the Luchos from. V'tachas Ragav K'maisa Livnas HaSapir. Oh, I just thought of another show that relates. Oh, that's so cool. Wow. In Shemos Chof Dalet. Parshas Mishpatim, by the resumption of the narrative at Har Sinai. I just thought of something I never thought of before. So it says about Zakenim, the elders, the Kohanim, they gaze into the heavens, Ka'atzam Hashemayim L'Tohar, V'tachas Ragav K'masa Livnat HaSapir. This totally relates and makes perfect sense. And they saw an image of the Kisei HaKavod, Kaviyachol, and under Tachas Ragav, under his feet, so to speak, of the Kisei HaKavod, K'masa Livnat HaSapir. They saw this image of a brick, of a sapphire brick. And Rashi says, sorry, this I just thought of something I never thought of before. And Rashi says, why did they see this image of the sapphire brick? It was under his feet, so to speak, under the Kisei HaKavod during the Shubun Mitzrayim. Hashem always had it before him. Vayeva Moshe vayesaper lam is called Divrei Hashem, is called Mishpatim. Vayu es Elokei Yisrael, they saw the God of Israel. The Tachas Ragav K'maisei Livnas HaSapir K'etzem HaShemayim B'Tohar. Rashi says, He Haisol Lefan B'Shas HaShibur. This Kartzer HaSan Shal Yisrael Shi Mishabi Maisei Levinim. This brick, this sapphire brick, was before Hashem at the time of the Shibur. This is Shemos 24 Yod. Chav Dalet Yod. 24:10. So as I was talking... It reminded me that there's another place to see the Shoresh, which is not related to Sofer or Sipur or Sefer, but it's related to this idea of this sapphire brick. But we know in Lashon HaKodesh we have a rule. If two words share the same Shoresh, then there has to be a connection. So what's this Tachas Ragav K'maisei Livnas HaSapir that they saw by the Kisei HaKavod during the time of Matan Torah? The sapphire brick was before Hashem at the time of the Shibud. These cards are a tanshal Yisrael to always remember the tzaros, the pain, the travail of Israel. They were enslaved with the work of bricks. It's very interesting that the Chumash chooses the word sapir to allude to this brick. You could say it relates so perfectly. It's the tafkid of the father to tell the story of the Shibud Mitzrayim. The Shibud Mitzrayim was connected to, symbolized by this Maisei Livnas HaSapir, because we were enslaved by Chomer Ubilavenim, mortar and bricks. Hashem had a sapphire brick before him, but perhaps an allusion to the fact that not just sapphire, Livnas HaSapir, the brick of telling, Livnat HaSipur, when you get free, when you become a free people, when you accept the Torah, and Torah mitzvos are the guide of your life, and you engage in sipur, you see at Mitzrayim, Livnat HaSapir, make sure you tell over the story of Chomer Uvelevenim. Amazing. Chumash is just amazing. Okay, let's go back to Rav Soloveitchik. The story of the Exodus from Egypt is rooted in the word sapir, samech peresh, to recount. The word is also related, says the Rav, to sofer, a scribe. The common etymological root of these words suggests that a story can be transmitted orally, lesaper, can be transmitted orally, l'man tesaper basnei becha, but it can also be transmitted through the written word, the sofer. So there's two modalities of transmission of a narrative. One is l'man tesaper basnei becha, tell your children, speak. And the other is the sofer writes a story in the book. Megillas Esther, for example, says the Rav, is referred to as both an igeres, a letter, and a sefer, a book. The difference between an igeres, however, and a sefer is that an igeres is written to less exacting standards than a sefer. A letter connotes something not necessarily crafted with care. It is routinely discarded after being read. Who writes letters today even anymore? Anyway, a sefer, on the sad, it's a lost art. A sefer, on the other hand, must be written on parchment. It must be permanent. A sefer Torah. It's not a letter that someone sends in the mail. You read it, maybe hold on to it for a little bit, and then you say, okay, it's very nice, and then you discard it. A sefer, on the other hand, is something permanent. And so a sefer Torah, for example, Megillas Esther, which is also a sefer, is written on cloth. It's permanent. It contains a sefer, no superfluous words or letters. A sofer writes a sefer for his generation, as well as for the succeeding generations. So on Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Leil HaSeder, we have a special obligation to recount a story, to use our speech for the positive. And in this case, usually, Chol Amar B'Dvarim Mei V'Chet. Chazal tells us in Perek Avos, Chachamim Hizhar B'Dvarechem. Watch your words. And Chazal tells, Chol Amar B'Sichim Isha, don't increase your speech with women. And Chazal tell us, siag l'chach mashtika, a fence of wisdom is silence. And Chazal tells us, don't worry about learning so much and speak so much, rather doing. But on Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's different. We have a specific mitzvah to be the sofer who tells the sipur onto the sefer of the next generation. Says Rav Soloveitchik, Chazal maintained at twilight on the sixth day, he's quoting the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the groundwork was established for some of the greatest biblical miracles. Pirkei Avos, Pirkei, the 10 miracles, Asar Dvarim Nivru, Be'erev Shabbos, Be'nish Mashos, included in the group of miracles that Hashem created, Erev Shabbos, Be'nish Mashos, the first Erev Shabbos, Be'nish Mashos, God created Ksav, v'hamichtav. If you look in the Mishnah, you'll see it. The Shamir, the Man, the Kashas, Pia Aretz, Pia Be'er, the Luchos. God created Ksav v'hamichtav, the ability to write, Ksav v'hamichtav. And the seemingly prosaic writing skill appears in this list of otherwise supernatural items. So, Pi Ha'ason, Bilam's donkey. Pi Ha'be'er, the rock that gave water in the desert. The Kashas, the unbelievable rainbow. The Man, heavenly food. Ksava ha-mechtav of salvation is saying it's just an ordinary everyday activity. Writing should be included with some of the greatest miracles in history, suggests there is something extraordinary in the ability to record an idea or event and preserve it thousands of years in the future. So we take writing for granted, perhaps, but ksav ha-mechtav, the ability to retell, whether it is through sipur, telling, or sofer, writing, is actually a supernatural event, even though we don't consider it to be such, and it lasts well into the future. The written word allows us to delve into man's thoughts and identify with him. When we study Chumash, we're not merely, says the Rav, learning of events that took place thousands of years ago. through the skill of Ksav v'Hamechtav, we become contemporaries of the protagonists. As a child in Cheder, I studied the parsha of Lech Lecha, says the Rav, towards the beginning of the school year, during the raw Polish autumn. As I trudged through the muddy streets to school, I imagined how Avram traveled to Canaan under similar circumstances. As a young boy, I lived with the drama of the Akedah and the tragedy of Sarah's death. My heart would pound in fear. Perhaps Esau would return home early from the hunt before Yitzchak completed the blessing, and Yaakov would be caught red-handed. Today we pop, so this, the Rav says, what is the power of Ksav v'Hamichtav, of Sipur, of Sefer, of Sofer? It's the ability to transmit and preserve the narrative for thousands of years. And that's a tafkid of Leil Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. We're just one link in the chain. Man is mortal. Kan po, kan hayom po machar bakever. Today we're here. Tomorrow, yesh machar shu achazman. Tomorrow, Bekever. Who's going to transmit the story? That's why it's so incumbent on us, called Marbala Saper. And these in Yanim specifically, we're encouraged to speak more. We have to make sure we choose our words wisely and we speak correctly. Today, we experience, as the Rav, what is popularly referred to as a generation gap. Children can find no meaning in their parents' experiences. They have difficulty identifying with people and events that took place only 20 years earlier. Yet the ability to transport us into the past, to span the generations, is the sublime idea behind Sipur and Ksav HaMichtav. What can span the generations? What can bridge us back to the past? Through Ksav HaMichtav, one can relive events that happened thousands of years ago. And that's what we have to do on the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that is what the Rav says, this miracle of using the narrative, the biblical narrative, the Haggadah, Haggadahs to tell, the Haggid, Haggadah, Magid, so much focus on telling and speaking. This is most evident, says Rav, on Seder night. A key directive in the Haggadah is the statement, B'chol dor v'dor, chayiv adam l'ra'ot et atzmo kilu hu yatzah b'mitzrayim. How, says the Rav, can we relive an event that happened 3,500 years ago? How, says the Rav, through Torah Shabbat peh. Torah Shabbat al Peh, Torah that is transmitted by the mouth, a tradition that unites us with previous generations and enables us to experience events simultaneous with them. So Sipur, Haggadah, Magid, Ve'gadata l'bincha, Uleman tesaper ba'aznei bincha. Torah Shabbat al Peh transmits us back in time and place, so that every person can say, it is as if I left Egypt. And that is the rule incumbent on the parent. Recounting Yitziat Mitzrayim, says Rav, is not merely telling a story. The imperative, v'higadot ala bincha bayamahu ilaymor, he quotes from, and the parsha's bo, perek yud gimel pasuches. The imperative, and you shall tell your son, has a deeper meaning. You shall tell your son. It means that, listen to this, and he weaves together now these shorashim so beautifully. Oh, I just thought of something. Livnat Sapir. The two that are root of Livnat, Lamed Bet Nun, is Beis Nun, the sun. Livnat Sapir. Tachas Ragov Kamaisa Livnat Sapir. When you get out, you should tell your children, Livnat, Leben Sapir, the story of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. And this brick was before God the whole time, to be mishtatef with us in our pain, so to speak, because we were enslaved by bricks. That's why we eat charoses on Pesach, the mortar and the bricks. It's meant to remind us of the v'lchomer levenim. It was before Hashem the whole time during the Shibut. And Hashem said, when you get out, einecha ben chon el misha osek b'talmud Torah, z'man chirusenu, leads us to z'man matan torasenu. When you accept the Torah, perech of dal, you should always remember that livnat hasapir, Tachas Raglav, tell your children that under Hashem's feet, Kamaise is the image of Livnat HaSapir. Tell your son, Leben Sipur, tell your children the story. Rav Soloveitchik now says, recounting the story of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim is not merely telling a story. There's a much deeper meaning to, and you should tell your son. It means that a son, listen to this, Sofer, Sefer, Sipur. The son should be the Sefer upon which the father writes. The son is the sefer, upon which the father, who is the sofer, the scribe, writes the story, the sipur. Whew! The foremost task of a father is to be a sofer, to transform his son into a book, a sefer, into which he indelibly writes, a book that will survive him and be imparted to succeeding generations. So what does it mean? Yes, I will make a mockery of Paro and his servants so I could place my signs and wonders amongst them. What is the purpose of my sign and wonders? Well, the man to supper, but as they bincha, ben bincha is a sherry, so alti mitzrayim, eso sai eler, so samti bam. Well, the man to supper, you should be the sofer. Every parent and every grandparent should be the sofer who writes in the sefer, the sipur you see at mitzrayim. And who is the sefer? The child, the succeeding, the coming generations. The foremost task of the father is to be a sofer, to transform his son into a book upon which he writes indelibly. It's not a erasable marker. A book that will survive him, the sefer, and will be imparted to succeeding generations. The father's the sofer, the son is the sefer, and the sofer inscribes in the sefer the sipur yitziyat Mitzrayim. And therefore the appellation, the people of the book, says Rav Soloveitchik, does not signify that we are a nation that read books. It is a nation whose very being is a sefer. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetziyat Mitzrayim means inscribing one's entire religious consciousness upon the next generation. Because who will carry on Torah and Yehadus when we are no longer here? Only if we have been successful as a sofer, telling the Sipur upon the sefer, then we will have inscribed our entire religious consciousness upon the next generation until that generation is ready to perform the same task of Sipur at their Seder table with their own children. And that's why the Pasuk tells us, L'man tisaper ba'aznei bincha, your first task is to be a sofer, tisaper, sofer who inscribes the Sipur on the sefer of bincha, your child. However, u'ben bincha, how will you ensure that it is transmitted to your grandchildren? It's not just about your children, but the coming generations. If you manage successfully to call a marble a sapa, raise a meshubach, to transmit your religious entire essence to your son, it will then be transferred. He will transfer it to his son, asof kol doros, abiyas kol tzedek. So you see that the whole purpose of Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim is not only to enjoy the matzah and the maror and the arba kosos and the delicious food that is prepared and whatever company you have at your table and the kosher Eliyahu, an integral key fundamental aspect is Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. And every single one of us is the sofer who writes the sefer through the Sipur. Someone just dropped off yesterday, someone who learns with me, I thank her so very much, just dropped off yesterday, new Haggadah. She said, I hope you don't have it. Rav Meilich beat him in on the Haggadah. I was so excited. I was deep in the middle of Pesach cleaning when she came in. My thanks to Adamea, and I was wearing my dishwashing gloves, holding a shmata. Everything was emptied out of the fridges. Baruch Hashem. So she came in and she said, I hope you don't have it. I didn't have it. I was very excited. So she said, I look forward to hearing what you will teach us. So I'm going to quote from this new Rav Meilich Biederman Haggadah. Okay. One of the things that we say in the context of Magid is, Ba'avur zeh, okay, what you should, the Rav quoted it. The Rav quoted from Shemos 13:8. What you should tell your children, Shemos 13:8, one of the things that we tell our children, I want to quote the pasuk properly. This is quoted. I'm going to put on the chat so you could all see the pasuk. This is Shemos 13:8, which is Parshas Bo, the end of Parshas Bo. So look on the chat. You'll see v'higadato lebincha. You should tell your son b'yamahu lemor on that day, saying ba'avur zeh asah Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzrayim. So Sipur and lahagid, Haggadah, Magid, Sipur, Sofer, Livnat Hasapir, Vigadatal Bincha Bayamahu Leimor, Bavurza, Sasham Libetesi Mitzrayim. So we say in Magid, Bavurza lo Amarti, Alabashashi, Smata Umaru Munachim Fenecha. When you tell your child Bavurza, because of the Ze in the Chumash indicates seeing something. For example, Parshas Bo, Parak Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, okay? HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh HaMishun Lachem Lachod Sheh Shana. What's HaChodesh HaZeh? Her'eru Levana B'chidusha. God showed Moshe the moon in its renewal. Zeh Keli Vanveyu Shvi Shal Pasach. Shemos 15:2, Zakei Vaveil Kevir Menu, Zakei Vaveil indicates they saw God. Rashiv Chayam, Moshe Olor Ayachesko Ben Buzi. So I've given you a couple of examples where you see both related to Sipur Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim. Okay. Hacholish Hazarechem, Shemos 12:2, Hazer, Hiru Eru Levana Bechidusha. God showed him Ba'etzba Kaviyachol, what the moon looks like. Zer means look at this, you could see something. Zekeli Vanveu, Shemos 15:2, Shvi Shal Pesach, Parshas Beshalach, Zekeli Vanveu. So Chazal say, oh, Rashiv Chalya Mashal Erechaisku Bebuzi, means they saw God, whatever that exactly means. Zek indicates something concrete, physical, you see something. So if the Pasuk says in the Parshas Bo, Vigadatal bin Chabayamahu Lemer, you should tell your son in that they're saying, Ba'avur Zek. So now we already know, we have it also in Parsha Shmini, Vayikra Tzav Shmini. We're coming up to Shmini soon. This week's Parsha is Parsha Tzav. So in Parsha Shmini, Zos HaBehema Sher Tochelu. And Rashi tells us, Moshe held up the birds. By the Ophos, he held it up and he said, Zeh Asher Tochelu, this is what you can eat. So there we have a principle. Chazal teaches us, Zeh Mechumish means you see something, okay? Zeh HaKos Biyadi, okay, whatever it is. So Zem means you can see something. Oh, so Chazal say, if the Pasuk says, we got the Tolbincha, when should you tell your son? By Yom HaLeimer, and that it's saying, Ba'avur Zeh. Zeh must mean you're pointing to something. So we darshan in the Haggadah, Ba'avur Zeh lo amarti ela b'shashu yismasu mar menachem lefanecha. It means you have to be pointing to something. What are you telling your child? Ba'avur Zeh, because of this, because of what? It's not an esoteric concept, it's not metaphysical. There has to be something there that you're seeing. So what does the Haggadah say? Ela b'shashu yismasu umar menachem lefanecha. At the time, the matzah mar are resting before you. That's when you have to tell your son. So that's a mitzvah of Sipur Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim. It's around the Korban Pasach, which we don't have anymore. And what does it say about the Korban Pasach? Also, Parshas Bo Perek Beis, Al Matzus U'Marar Miyachlu. So you have to eat the Korban Pasach on matzah and marar. By the way, Pasach, very famous. I first saw this many years ago by Rav Freifeld, but it's very, very famous. Pasach also is Pesach, an open mouth, a mouth that speaks. Pesach, Peh. Sach, sicha, a mouth that speaks. So you see that the whole inyan of the Yetzias Mitzrayim revolves around higadata, sicha, sipur, I mean talk. The whole year you say, maybe I should have used out my words, my life is connected to my words, maybe I shouldn't be speaking lo amedrashu yikra alamaisa. No, on this night we say, the more you talk, the more praiseworthy, because you're the sofer, inscribing the sipur on the sefer, who's in the child, the man to suffer. So now, ba'avurza, because of this, lo amarti, it cannot be said, it has to be, and then right after that we say mitchil of the avodasar who you have a say nivachshav kivanu amakom avodasar. But it has to be. There's actually something before you to say zeh. So you point. You say bavur zeh. You tell your child. The whole seder is kadesh yishalu hatinokos. The whole seder is to tell, let the children ask, and we have answers for them. Bavur zeh. You point. You say to your child bavur zeh. Zeh means hereich levana bechidusha. Rashiv Chal Yamalo Shalari Cheska Ben Buzi, Zos Ofasher Tochelu, Zav, Bab Shashi, Smatsu Maru Menachem Lefanecha. So Rav Meilich Biederman, my thanks to Adam Meir for this new Haggadah. I was so excited. I really basically the whole day yesterday. Baruch Hashem, last night I had a shir, which brought a totally different kind of simcha. But besides for that, I was very excited when she came over. I did not have it. So I'm quoting from this new Haggadah. The mitzvah of this evening involves, says Rav Meilich, the mitzvah of this evening involves speaking, telling, expressing, as we have established. The whole year you should hold back. You know, we had a family simcha Baruch Hashem a week and a half ago. So last week we had to be in Florida for the simcha Baruch Hashem. So I want you to know something. I want you to know something. Because of this year, two different times, it was just myself and my husband and the boys all stayed home, whatever. We were down there together for 2 days. And one day we went out to just grab a lunch on Harding Avenue. And there was two women at one of the tables. And I saw something they were doing. And it was not, that shouldn't have been done. Whatever, it was dishonest with the policy of the store, whatever. So my husband saw, I was looking at them. And then my husband saw my face. My husband said, well, you know, you could read facial expressions. So I said nothing. So he said, what's wrong? I said, I'm trying not to say something, so please just change the topic. And I really wanted to say what they had done was very dishonest with the store's policy. And I, Baruch Hashem, was able to hold back. I really wanted to say it. It was on the tip of my tongue. I said to myself, I'm trying not to say something, please just change the subject. And then either that day or the next day, we were in the supermarket, also in Florida. And also, I saw a woman doing something like both of these cases. I just found it so strange. It was small degrees of stealing from the restaurant and small degrees of stealing from the supermarket. It was just very, very strange. We know that the map was brought about. They just stole small things. Rashi tells us, Chazal tell us that it was small amounts. They weren't stealing huge things. Anyway, so this girl isn't standing next to me. I'll just say it here for illustrative purposes. No one knows who it is. I don't even know who it is. If I walked by her in the street, I wouldn't know her again. Anyway, she was eating grapes. She didn't just taste one, which I happen to never do. Maybe the store expects. She was eating a lot of grapes. Like while she was waiting at the baking aisle. I mean, she's just munching the grapes. A firm girl. I'm standing there thinking to her. And then after, she was behind this in line. Now she's paying for the grapes after. I'm thinking to myself, you ate so many grapes. I was just like, I was astonished that someone could do that. Well, Maisa was with my husband, and I didn't say a word. I really wanted to say, look at her eating those grapes. I didn't say anything. So I want you to know, those two instances happened within the span of 2 days, and both times, Baruch Hashem, I did not say a word. Why? Because of this class. 100% because of the shir, I was able to hold back from saying something that otherwise I would definitely have said in both situations. The other situation was that the restaurant has a policy, if you sit at the outdoor tables, it's considered dine-in, and you still have to pay 15% tips. When you order, you have to say if it's dine-in or take-out. Take-out, they don't charge you tip. Dine-in, they do. And there's a big sign that says, sitting at the outdoor tables is considered dine-in. Fine. So a girl comes out of the restaurant. She's holding a paper bag, which is a take-out bag. And it's all sealed, and it's in the take-out container. It's not the regular restaurant plate. She sits down at an outdoor table. She opens up her bag. She takes out her take-out food. And she was eating, and I was really disturbed. I thought, like, her mom is stealing from the store. I can't understand that. Okay, whatever. Lamaisa, Baruch Hashem. We were sitting there. Those people were in front of us. I would have said, Zah, look at this. I didn't say anything. Why? Because of these shiurim. So the point of these shiurim is not just intellectual stimulation, not at all. It's to change our dibur. It's to change our behavior. It's to change our control of our mouths. It's to speak less. It's to be more sensitive to not speaking lashon hara. Now, you're right. If that was called a makav schus and someone else could reach out to me and said, the store expects you to eat so many grapes, please don't send me such emails. Lamaisa, maybe they expect you to eat one grape, which happens to be, I don't do about. I don't think they expect you to eat five or six grapes, okay? So no, in that situation, whatever the danakav schus is, maybe I shouldn't be looking at her. Someone on a higher level won't be thinking about her eating the grapes. You're right, I'm not there yet. But for me at my level, was Baruch Hashem, she was standing right next to us. I was able to not say anything, totally because of these classes. And the reason I'm bringing you to these two illustrations is because, first of all, it's a huge, huge, huge schus for the shir sponsor who wants to remain totally, absolutely anonymous. It's a tremendous schus because it's in their merit that Tola Arutz El Blima, the world is held up on silence. Tremendous. And it's also really because of this learning and this teaching that 100% I'm able to hold back much more. The Leil Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is totally the opposite. The whole year you hold back, this year you should speak. This night, speak. And the more you speak, the better. The Rabbeim in Bnei Brak, the Tanaim, were sitting there. Their Talmidim had to come and they say, Rabbeinu, Giyas Man Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. You're still telling the story? All the other nights of the year. Manishtana Laila Zos Mikola Leilo, Shabachal Halilos, Ein Anu Misaprim Harbe Meor, Balaila Zekol Marbel Sapa Reza Mishubach. So going back to Rav Meilich Biderman, Ba'avur Zelo Amarti Al Bashashu Yeshumatsu Mar Menachem Lefanecha. So on the Pasuk says, Shemos Yud Gimel Ches, Ba'avur Zah, it means you have to show your child something. The Gadhol Bincha, Ba'avur Zah, that means Zah. What are you showing your child? Oh, so the Haggadah Darshan's B'shashu Yishmatzu Maro Munachim Lefanecha. It must be, you say, Bavur Zeh, point to the Matzah, Bavur the Maror, point to the Maror. Says Rav Meilich, the mitzvah of this evening involves speaking, telling, expressing. Three different English words or phrases for transmitting through the power of voice. Excuse me. When a person speaks a lot, says Rav Meilich, there is a risk that the child they are transmitting this to will also learn to speak. Rav Meilich does give a caveat. He says, yes, the mitzvah of the night is speaking, telling, expressing. It's true. However, the more, sometimes if you talk to your child, the child will learn to speak a lot, but not to do. And chinuch must be combined words and actions. There is a message, therefore, in these words of the Haggadah. The way for a parent to ensure that the words they speak on Leil HaSeder leads to action is by showing the child the action as well. Modeling, matzah umara, not just words, but practice. Lo amarti, I did not speak, except when there were actual mitzvahs connected to my words. Words that are accompanied by action will make an impact on the child. So Rabbi Biederman is saying, it's true. The whole El Seder, speaking, telling, and expressing. V'gadata, sipur, so many different applications of these roots and so many different times that they appear in the Haggadah and the biblical narrative. However, says it's true, but if it's talk alone, it will not be effective. It must be talk, speech, narration, expressing that is accompanied by matzah and mara, i.e. the action and the mitzvah. Only when we combine our words and our speech with action, will we be effective in transmitting the story? So that is very, very interesting to keep in mind from Rav Ma'idach. Of course, the words on this Leil HaSeder are very, very important. However, what is also important is making sure it's combined with action. So I want to screen share with you and take you to, here I am, Perek Yud Gimel, perfect, Perek Yud Gimel of Shemos. I want to quote from Rav Sham Shem Falhirsch on Perek Yud Gimel, which is right at the end of Parshas Bo. We began in the beginning of Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Psukim Alf through Beis, Vigatel Bin Chab, no, Laman to Saper, Bosne Bincho, Ben Bincho, so Sheriff Salatabi Mitzrayim. We began right at the beginning of Parshas Bo, and now I'm going to take you right to the end of Parshas Bo, commentary of Rav Sham Shem Fal Hirsch. This is Chusiyah Genalini. So I'm going to screen share. Hey, you should be able to see that I am in Sefer Shkmos Perek Yud Gimel. I deber Shem Moshe Leimer. No, that's not where we're starting. Here we go. Okay. Matzos Yochel, Eshivas Hayamim, Lo Yerelecha Chametz, Vlo Yerelecha Sa'ar, Bechog Velecha. You should be matzah for 7 days. Leaven shall not be found. There shall not be any leaven in all your borders. So we just talked about this pasuk based on Rav Ma'idach and the Baal Haggadah. V'gadtel abincha b'yamahu leimar, Bavur za asa Hashem li b'tzeisi Mitzrayim. We expanded upon that from Rav Ma'idach. Vahaya, okay, look carefully. Rav Sham Shem Fal Hirsch gives a very novel, unique interpretation of the next psukim. So the pasuk says we're in both Perek Ches through Tes. No, Perek Yud Gimel, psukim Ches through Tes. V'gadata l'bincha b'yom ha'ulimer. You should tell your son on that day, saying, Ba'avur zeh, says the God of Ashash, Shesh, Matzu, Mar, Menach, Mefenecha, Asa Hashem li b'tzeis k'mitzrayim. What's this next pasuk? Vahaya l'cha l'os al-yadcha. I mean, I know it's tefillin, but the kasha is, that's not what I mean. The kasha is, who is saying this pasuk? Is this pasuk a narration by God? Should be for you a sign on your hand and a remembrance between your eyes. Laman tias taras Hashem beficha. So the Torah of Hashem will be in your mouth. Because of the strong hand of Hashem to get out of Egypt. It sounds like, according to the Pshat, and you should guard this statute in its appointed time from year to year. Okay? And when Hashem brings you to the land of the Canaanites that he swore to give to your father, and he gives it to you, and you should give over the petarech and whatever opens the womb to Hashem. Look, pasuk yedad vahayakush alcha bincha meit lemer mazos. When your son will ask you tomorrow, yesh mecharshu achamazaman mazos. V'amarteiv, you should speak to him. You should say sipur hagada amira bechozek yadosh hotzei Hashem Mitzrayim beis avader. And Paro became hard. He didn't want to send us. Hashem smote every firstborn in the land of Egypt. It'll be a sign on your hand and to tofos b'inenecha, that with a strong hand Hashem took you out of Egypt. That's what you should tell your son. So what is this kasha over here? Pasuk Chas tells you, you should tell your son on that day, saying, because of this God did for me when I left Egypt. Pasuk Tes seems to be a narration of the Chumash. V'hayi l'cha lo'os al yadcha. This seems to be a narration of the Chumash. Rav Sham Shem Fal Hirsch proposes very differently. Rav Sham Shem Fal Hirsch says, this is part of your statement to your child. Which is a pasuk we say in the Haggadah, like we just expanded in Magid. Because of this, you should tell your son on that day, same God did for me when I left Egypt. And then a continuation of your words to your son is, you tell your son, says our first commentary to Chumash, it should be for you a sign on your hand, and a remembrance between your eyes. What are you telling your child? If you, as the sofer, says the Rav, do a successful job of transmitting and inscribing the sipur on the sefer, then it will be Taras Hashem beficha. then the Torah of Hashem will always be in your mouth. So this, according to Rav Hirsch, is actually a statement of the father to the son. Let's look at Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch and a little bit of time that we have left. I just have to find it. Here we go. Okay, so you should see Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch to Shemos Perek Yod Gimel on the screen. As already noted at the outset, says Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch, follow along with me if you would like, please. As already noted at the outset, says Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch, Pesach is the festival that is to mark the upbuilding of the Jewish home. That's Pesach, we build the Jewish home. An upbuilding to be continually renewed on the basis of redemption from Egypt. So the upbuilding of the Jewish home must be continually renewed. Here in commanding us regarding the festival, the Torah delineates the task of Jewish education. Chinuch! The whole night of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a night of chinuch, where the father becomes a mechanech or the malamid, and the child becomes the talmid. Not through unthinking habit. Chinuch is not done through rote. Not through mere moralizing should our children be led to faithfully observe the Torah's commandments. We cannot lead our children to keep Torah if it is through unthinking habit. And not only through the moral law. These methods will not suffice. We must show them the way by our own enthusiastic example. This relates to what Rav Meilech said. It's true that Sipur, Amira, V'amarta, Eilav, B'chozak Yad. It's true Sipur, Amira, and Haggadah are so important on this night. But it must be done through our own enthusiastic example. If you're not excited about Torah Mitzvot, if you're not excited about Matzah Mar, if you're krachting and complaining and tired and not in the mood for Pasach, what do you expect of your children? At the same time, you must awaken their hearts and minds by explaining to them what we're doing. Kadesh Yishal Tinokos, have answers for them. So they learn to practice mitzvahs with intelligence and awareness and become excited and fascinated by the task of Judaism. It's not only to explain, it's to explain through love and passion. And what do you tell your child? Because of these practices, you tell your child. And because of all such practices you see me perform, when I went forth from slavery, we tell our children, to freedom, my sole contribution toward the attainment of this freedom was, what did we do to contribute to our freedom? One sole contribution towards the attainment of freedom, because God did everything. Ani v'lo mach, ani v'lo sarf, ani v'lo hashaliach. My sole commitment, my sole contribution was my commitment to observe the commandments as an obligation for all time. You know why Hashem took me out? Because I made a pact. I accepted the covenant. And what was that? To command, observe the commandments as an obligation for all time. This commitment was the sole reason for my deliverance. You know why Hashem took us out? Because we committed not only telling and not only speaking, but to doing. And my fulfillment of this commitment was the sole purpose of my redemption. Hashem took me out. Hashem redeemed me solely because I promised, I agreed, I accepted upon myself to keep Torah mitzvahs. Everything else was done by God. From this you can understand the incalculable significance of these mitzvahs. It is on them that our whole existence based on God rests. This verse, interestingly, says our verse, the Vahayu Lechalaos Ayadcha Letotafos Beninech are part of the father's words to the son. This is a very unique pshat. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that it's a narrative of Torah. Our first says, no, it's part of the father's words to the son. Why? The remembrance of redemption should not be mere memorial celebration. Realize you owe all your freedom solely to the strong hand of God. And you therefore belong to him with all your being. This is part of the Sipur. According to Rav Hirsch, V'gatel ben chabei amulemer, ba'avur za'a sa'asham li b'tzeis mitzrayim, continues into Pasuk Tes with the mitzvah of tefillin. That's what you are telling your son. This awareness should be the hallmark of our actions, lo'os al yadcha, and a paramount consideration in all our thinking, l'zikaron b'ninecha. So the tefillin shal yad represents our actions bound to God, l'zikaron b'ninecha represents our machshavos bound to God. Then every word you utter, the spoken word, which reflects a person's will and thought, will emanate from God's Torah. And you will become a herald of God's Torah. And that's why the Pasuk says what you say to your son, Uleman tiyeh Torah Hashem beficha. If you put God on your machshava, tefillin shorosh, and recognize his strong hand through which all of our actions, to which all of our actions are meshubed, then Uleman tiyeh Torah Hashem beficha, every word we utter, says reverse, misspoken word, which reflects will and thought, will emanate from God's Torah. And then our whole active and intellectual life will be rooted in God's Torah, to which you will give graphic expression. This is what we tell our children. So interestingly, Pasuk Tes, according to our first, is a continuation of the father's words. I have to skip. Why the hand? The first consequence of our redemption is our hand belongs to God. When you put the tefillin on your arm, it represents our hand belongs to God, meaning we had no hand in this redemption. God's hand alone was strong on our behalf. Biyar chazako v'zrona tuya. Thanks to his hand, we regained our own hand, which in Egypt was not ours to use. In Egypt, the taskmaster owned our hand. Thanks to God's Yad Chazaka, we gained our own hand. But only on one condition do we gain our own strength, our own power, our own prowess, to use this hand restored to us by God in his service. Tradition teaches the sign, the Tefillin Shel Yad, is not placed on the hand, actually, but on the upper arm, on the muscle that controls the whole arm. This is right at the end of Parshas Bo. This is all about Sibur Yetziat Mitzrayim. The nature of the mitzvah leads us to the same conclusion. The sign bound on the hand and constantly worn hinders the use of the hand. So our hand, putting it on the upper arm, where the muscle that controls the whole arm is contained, teaches us that all of our actions must be solely dedicated to service of God. Just like the sign that is worn on the head, the proper place for the sign is determined by Bein Einecha, the place on the forehead where the eye receives direction from the center of thought. So just like we put on the upper muscle of the arm to demonstrate that our arm, our hand, our action must always be bent to do the will of God, so to replace it by Bein Einecha, the place connected the moach and center of machshava, all our thoughts should be also always aligned with God. So when you see someone eating a lot of grapes in the supermarket, and it's very disturbing because how could a firm person be doing that? It's not your place to say anything. If it's your store, okay, it's a different story. If there's toalas, it's a different story. But it's time to tell your husband how disturbed you are about it. You're saying, what's the point? What's a toalas? Why should I speak about somebody else? I'm using up words that shorten my life. There's no reason in speaking when your machshava bein einecha is always with Hashem, and your hand, your actions, your arm are always with Hashem, then l'man tia Torah Hashem b'ficha, then the only thing you'll speak about is Torah. You won't speak Lashon Hara. You shouldn't even see the negative. I understand. I know. I'm not on that level, so you don't have to send me messages telling me that a gadol wouldn't see. I understand. Fine. I'm not there, okay? At least I didn't speak it. So when your machshava, v'yutot v'os b'ninecha, connected the moach and machshava, is aligned with your b'nishom, and all of your actions, upper armed, are aligned with your bosh. I'm so bad, so Hashem, you won't eat so many grapes, or any grapes, and you also won't speak about someone who is. He says something else beautiful, just for us as women, and not even though it's actually is not for women, because it goes for the men, but another argument for the upper arm is because of Atznei Leches Imelokecha. Right down the precious bow, we have the mitzvah of tefillin. So the Gemara says, when it comes to the tefillin, it says, V'haya l'cha l'os al yadcha. L'cha l'os v'lo l'achirim l'os. It should be for you. It should be worn on the arm in a point that's usually covered to teach you the mitzvah of tznias. Tznias in your avodas Hashem, tznias in your actions, in your thoughts, and your speech. I just want to see something. L'mantia taras Hashem b'ficha. I know our time is up. I totally understand if you have to go. But I prepared it. It's about the mouth. It's about the putting Hashem's Torah in our mouth. I really want to finish. We began with the Rav. We went to Rav Mailach. Some personal real life examples of application. And we're ending with Rav Shamsher Falhirsch. And of course, the Chumash, the Gemara, different Maimei Chazal. L'mantia taras Hashem b'ficha. God's Torah is entrusted to the living word, not the lifeless letter. Goes back to the Rav. A letter is discarded, says the Rav, but a scroll is permanent. As it says, b'ficho b'vavcha la'asoso in Devarim, the Torah is not far from you. Not only so that we may teach it to others, but also we must study it ourselves. And we are directed, this really brings our shir full circle, we are directed not to the mere written word. It's not enough to read the Chumash. It's not enough to read the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh, but also to the words that have been entrusted to our mouths. We must speak of Torah, l'man tia Torah Hashem b'ficha. Highly significant is what is said to Yoshua, k'mo yamush sefer Torah z'mipicha. The Torah shall not move from your mouth. The written word, what's the purpose of the written word? What's the purpose of studying Torah shebechtav? Is to remind you ever anew of what was entrusted to your mouth. We really bring our shir totally full circle. From points of making sure Torah is in your mouth, use your mouth to speak divrei Torah. V'chol amar b'lesaper b'divrei Torah, reize meshubach, v'gadlo b'incha b'yamahu leimar. Ma'azos v'amarta ilav. Everyone who is studying by himself, even one, the Gemara says, who studies by himself, should enunciate aloud the word of God as he reads it. The Gemara says in Erevin, that even one who is studying by himself must speak the words, Ulman tia Torah Hashem beficha, so that he may impress God's teaching upon his mind by means of the living word. So if there's anything that Chag HaPesach, Pesach, a mouth that speaks, come to teach us, it is that we must open our mouths to speak the words of the living God. Every individual should be for himself the herald of Torah. Through his own mouth, the Torah will find his way into the soul. This is Parshas Bo. He says, interestingly, Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzas, Sofrei Stam, Torah Tefillin and Mezuzas, may be written only on parchment made from animals that are permitted to eat. Like when you think about it, who cares? Why can't you write a Sefer Torah Mezuzah or Tefillin on a pig parchment? But why not? Why can't you write it on a camel? Why can't you write it on a wolf? Maybe they have beautiful parchment. I have no idea. It can only be written, interesting, on an animal that's kosher to eat. Why? The very material on which God's Torah is written shall say to us, quoting from Yechezkel, Echol esa megillah hazos. It's as if God is saying, eat this scroll. What does that mean, says Rav Hirsch? Mantia Torah Hashem beficha, says the Pasuk and Bo. Absorb the contents completely. Let the contents become of your part of your very self. And so, Sofer can only write the Sipur on the Sefer of a kosher klaf. Why? Who cares? I'm not eating it. Metaphysically, you are. You are supposed to consume the Torah till it becomes part of your very essence, just like you wouldn't put into your mouth chazer trev, just like you wouldn't put in the gamal and the shafan into your mouth physically. Metaphysically, the klaf must be something you can consume to teach us that we absorb the contents of Torah completely. The contents of Torah must become part of our very self. And therefore, how does Parshas Bo end? The father continues telling the son, it's such a chiddush, it's not the pshat. V'hai, you tell your son, la'os al yadcha, make your actions always meshubah to God because of his yad chazaka. Ulizikaram beinenecha, make your machshava always meshubah to God. L'man tia Torah Hashem beficha, tell your child it's not enough to read the book. Torah must be part of your essence. It can only be written on a kosher cloth because Torah is to become who you are in your mouth. Kibiyad chazako tziyach Hashem Mitzrayim. Because of God's outstretched, powerful hand, we are here. V'shamarta esachuka hazos. Lemo'ada miyamim lemima. Gimima. Keep the statute of Chag HaPesach in its appointed time from year to year. So all of the nights of the year, we should not speak excessively. Kadesha Yishalatino goes, but on this night of the year, Kishacha bincha machar lemer mazos ve'amarta elav. Yigatala bincha bayamahu lemer bavurza sal shamli. On this night, manishdan alayla zos mikol aleidos, kol amar b'lesaper, hareza mishubach. Okay, we should have a lot of siyata d'shmaya to make our machshava suri b'nasham, to make our action suri b'nasham, to know when to use our speech, when not to use our speech, and ultimately, man tiyas Torah Hashem beficha. I wish everybody a beautiful, meaningful, uplifting Simcha Kedusha filled Chag Kasher V'Skameach. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a wonderful day and a gevaldik Yom Tov. Kol Tov.